George Tooker's paintings are in the permanent collections of the Metropolitan Museum of Art and the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York and the Smithsonian Museum of American Art in Washington, D.C. In 2007, he was awarded the National Medal of the Arts, the highest honor paid to an individual artist. And last Sunday, George Tooker died of kidney failure at his home in Hartland, Vermont. He was 90 years old. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has this remembrance.
George Tooker used luminous colors and light to show how people should act toward one another, as well as painting the consequences of what happens when they don't. Take 1946's Children and Spastics.
That, for many, is one of the cruelest paintings that George has made, but in a way, it was supposed to comment on things that he had witnessed or what he had felt people were capable of.
Art historian Robert Cozzolino says the painting shows a group of boys menacing a trio of men who are clearly gay. Tooker channels Michelangelo's Torment of St. Anthony in a style that harkens back to the Renaissance. It's a look that Tooker got in part by using egg tempera paints, a painstaking technique favored by the early masters.
It's a very old way of painting. And people think it's difficult, but it's not. It's very easy, but it's slow. And the slowness fits me, fits my way of thinking.
Sitting in his Vermont studio 2 years ago, Tooker's riveting blue eyes sparkled as he reflected on a career that spanned 60 years. Robert Cozzolino, who's curator of modern art at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts in Philadelphia, says throughout Tooker's career, his paintings oscillate between images of paradise and purgatory.
What George is doing is really giving us something to meditate on and really giving us pictures that you're not supposed to get in a couple seconds and then walk by, but you're really supposed to reflect on and start noticing the nuances and implications of what's shown.
For instance, 1950s Subway, perhaps Tooker's best-known work, portrays with creepy precision the angst and isolation of urban life. In that painting, a woman in a red dress walks nervously through a crowded subway station, and the viewer is left to wonder what lurks behind every corner. Tooker's art poked at big government and the Cold War. He slapped at racism with loving portraits of mixed couples.
I wanted to paint positive pictures about integration. And I think it's obviously I didn't like the subway. I didn't like a lot of things about living in the city.
George Tooker was raised on Long Island. In the late 1950s, he left New York for Vermont. Over the course of his long career, he created fewer than 155 paintings. Robert Cozzolino says Tooker's crisp, realistic style put him at odds with some of his better-known contemporaries.
In the 1950s in particular, when what was considered modern and progressive painting usually was a shorthand for abstraction, people like George Tooker or his close friends like Paul Cadmus found that they were not treated like forward-thinking artists. They were treated like remnants of the past.
Today, George Tooker is widely respected in the art world. After the death of his longtime partner in 1973, Tooker's work became decidedly more spiritual. Tooker said he much preferred to live alone, close to nature, and with his dogs. He said he didn't care that he never became a household name like Jackson Pollock.
No, I don't regret that. I don't want too much attention. I never really wanted to be part of the New York scene.
George Tooker said he was just grateful that people still bought his work. That allowed him to live quietly in the country and paint what mattered to him, something he did almost to the end. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Vermont.